the Mexican restaurant where I last saw my father. I think the last time I saw my father was La Fogata Mexican in the Mile High City. He was afraid to drive past Happy Canyon Road, where years before he was in an accident, making it a not-so-happy canyon for him. I thought that endearing. My mother, less so, but still she drove me an hour out of her way to meet him at the restaurant. He had just gotten his license after nearly 15 years of being unable to drive, as court-ordered by the state of Colorado. I'm sure it was frightening, regaining such power. He wore a blazer, uncharacteristic. We squeezed into a circular booth. The table next to us was a family, discussing sending their daughter to college. The service was terrible, but the two of us, both working in restaurants, were forgiving. And anyway, neither of us were strangers to failure. We welcomed the extra time it took for the dishes to arrive, seeing as how little time we'd had together our whole lives. I don't remember what he ate, or what he said to me when we parted at the curbside check-in, or what we talked about on the ride to the airport. I wish I had a transcript of the entire evening, the next 10 months of conversations. I can hear his voice in my head, and I'm grasping at it, frantically searching for some kind of neural lockbox to put it in so I don't forget it. I feel it's already slipping, and it's only been 3 days since he died. 40 hours I lived a normal life, while his body lay lonely in a corner's drawer, bag, box. I can only recall the sickly morgues of television crime shows and episodes of The Twilight Zone. Which must be why I dreamt of a black cloud, ominously approaching. The clouds not clouds at all, but swarms of the dead, mangled bodies of children. 40 hours he laid there while the police went knocking on a door that no longer belonged to me, and I made rice and scrolled through the internet, like everything was orderly and still. I think my dad took me straight to the airport that night, where we stopped for pie and coffee. I got key lime and a cappuccino. His favorite was key lime. I hated it as a child. It has near instantaneously become my most cherished flavor. I'm not sure if that was the same night, but the brain is tricky this way. Someone you love dies. Suddenly, all of time is compressed and every moment looped. The time at the train station, the time at the bookstore, the time we got coffee, the time we went shopping, the time we ate ice cream, the time we ate sushi. When was the last time my father saw me cry? Nothing is insignificant any longer. The loop exists to keep someone as alive as possible. Their voice, the intricacies of their facial twitching, their order at the Mexican restaurant. Grief is a grasping for the little things. In the end, they are the only things. Everything.